Every year on the Sunday after Easter, the greatest celebration of our faith, we encounter the Gospel's greatest story of doubt, the story of Thomas, who demands proof before he will believe. We live in an age when there are many Thomases, doubters and disbelievers. Some end up in search of answers, and it can change their lives in profound ways. This is the story of one of them. His name was Russell Biles. He was born in England in 1870 and grew up the son of a Congregationalist minister. Russell went on to Oxford, where he studied mathematics and history and theology. While at Oxford, he converted to the Church of England. He was thinking of becoming an Anglican priest, but he continued to question and to doubt and to seek answers that the Anglican faith could not answer. During this time, his older brother, William, decided to convert to Catholicism. And not long after, despite desperate pleadings from his mother, Russell himself joined the Catholic Church. He took at his baptism the name of the most famous doubter in history, Thomas. In time, Thomas Biles felt himself called to the priesthood. He studied in Rome and was ordained in 1902. His brother William, meantime, moved to New York to run a business. And there, William fell in love with a young woman from Brooklyn. He invited his priest brother, now Father Thomas Biles, to preside at the wedding at St. Augustine's Church in Brooklyn. Father Biles happily accepted, and his family arranged for him to travel to America in April of 1912, just a few days after Easter. He was booked on the maiden voyage of the Titanic. Exactly 100 years ago, Sunday, April the 14th, 1912, Father Biles celebrated Mass, the so-called Low Sunday Mass, for the first Sunday after Easter. He read the exact same readings that we just heard, and those who were on board said that he preached a homily about using prayer as a life vest and the sacraments to save your soul in a spiritual shipwreck. That night, he was walking the upper deck, wearing his top coat and reading his breviary, when the Titanic struck that fateful iceberg. Father Biles remained on the ship, hearing confessions and offering prayers. Twice he was offered a seat on a lifeboat, and twice he refused. People gathered around him, and he blessed them and gave general absolution. He went into third class where the servants and the working class people were staying, and most of them were Catholic. And there he heard confessions and he offered blessings. He led those on board in reciting the rosary. People on the lifeboats later said they could hear his voice calling out the prayers, and people of every language answering back. Loudest of all, they could hear the desperate pleas, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen." Shortly after 2 a.m., the ship slipped into the Atlantic and disappeared. Some 1,500 people perished, and one of them was Father Biles. His body was never recovered. In Brooklyn, William Biles and his fiancée went ahead with the wedding that they had planned, but they changed it to just a simple low mass celebrated by another priest who was a friend of the bride. Moments after the ceremony, they changed their clothes into clothes for mourning and went back to the same church for a requiem mass for William's brother. A year later, William and his wife traveled to Rome, and they were granted a private audience with Pope Pius X, who had heard the story of Father Biles. He told William his brother was a martyr for the faith. And so this Sunday we hear again the story of a Thomas who doubted. But I'd like you to remember this story of a Thomas who sought and who believed and who became a hero and a martyr. And remember this, that God never gives up on those who earnestly seek him. In the gospel, after the apostle Thomas adamantly, even angrily, expressed his doubt, Christ didn't dismiss him. He didn't write him off. Christ came back. He gave Thomas another chance and offered him the gift of faith. And Thomas, overwhelmed and awed, accepted. When we least expect it, Christ will break through the locked doors of the human heart. He will find us in our fear and uncertainty. He understands our misgivings, our hurts, our weaknesses. He knows only too well the human condition. As the Apostle Thomas discovered, he has the wounds to show for it. And he wants to give us another chance. That, too, is part of the message of this weekend. This is a time for seizing second chances. As Monsignor Fedora mentioned at the beginning of Mass, this Sunday we mark Divine Mercy Sunday, when we embrace the power and the beauty of God's forgiveness, when we strive more than ever to let him break through the locked doors of our hearts. It is a time for fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, the glorious hope of Easter. Christ has left the tomb, and if we choose to, so can we. We can step out of the tomb of our selfishness and our sin. We can feel the healing light of God's care. We can take that second chance. God's mercy, divine mercy, assures it, and the sacrament of reconciliation enables it. We can be made new. Father Thomas Biles spent the last hours of his life making that possible for hundreds of people during one of the darkest tragedies of the last century. On a cold and terrifying night, he remained first and foremost a priest, offering to those who needed it the light of Christ. It is a light offered to all of us. As we gather around the table of the Lord this evening and prepare to receive him in the Eucharist, pray to let that light into our hearts. Let us welcome Jesus into our own locked upper room and ask him to break through all the barriers that might be keeping him out of our lives, so that we might say, with the apostle who doubted and yet came to believe, my Lord and my God.